Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan with Mishapur Sif Katan Memches, which is on the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel. So we said that the halacha is you can't use any of if this extension of the Mavi is 4 amos long, so you can't use anywhere in the Mavi if there's no lechi, because it loses its status of a lechi. This is even the person put it to be a lechi, since it's extending out to the wall, etc., it doesn't work. Now, we said if, even though it's 4 amos wide, which looks like a wall, we say if you put it there with intention for a lechi, it's okay. And over here, where you're extending the mavi out further, if it's 4 amos long, we said it's no good, even if you intend it to be a lechi. So what's the difference between the case where it's this way, intention for a lechi, it's more than 4 amos, it's okay, and when it goes beyond, it's no good. They're not the same. The chasim haloi hamid ablita l'roicha v'mavi, menistam ayin ezeh psichasim. V'ken lo garmen lechi mashu. Since it functioned, what it really functioned was it closed off part of the mavi. So you say, listen, if it's 4 amos and not put there as a lechi, we say it looks like a wall. So now you have a case of the porous is meruba, and you have to close it off. If it was put there to be a lechi, so it's a lechi. It's functioning as a lechi is supposed to function. It's closing off the area. All it really looks like is you're just extending the wall. So therefore, so that's not going to be acceptable.
So why for that situation, if you use a different material where it's clear that it's not an extension of that wall, why do we not say, okay, it's clearly distinguishable from the other thing, and therefore it's not an extension.
Even if it's so, but again, but the way it presents itself is a way to extend the wall. So I'm using a new material to extend the wall. It doesn't really look as once it's 4 amos wide, it looks much more like a wall than a lechi. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sif Yudalit. Od Yesh Hechsher Acher LeMavi HaParitz Baruch Revius. There's another way to address the problem of a mavi which is open on the fourth side, and that is bekara shianicheno al roisha mavi. You put a beam across the top of the front of the mavi. Vesar shianicheno al kosli hamavi. The loch is it has to go on the walls of the mavi. Well, we'll see. We'll see what that means. It doesn't have to be mamash on the walls, but it means to exclude the following. So the two sides you stuck out in each at the end of the two walls of the Mavi, which are where the Rosh Hashanah is, you put a spike into each one of them, and you laid the kara on those spikes. Even though it's immediately adjacent to it, you put the beam which is going across on top of them, so it's not over the Mavi, it's in front of the Mavi. It's sticking out. If this is the end of your Mavi, here's the wall, and here's the wall. You put a little piece of metal here, a piece of metal, and you lay the beam here after the Mavi. So it's beyond the Mavi, it's not in the Mavi itself. So that's no good, possible.
So it would indicate then that if those were 90 degrees inward, then it would presumably be okay.
Right. So even though it wasn't directly sitting on top of the walls of the Mavi, so you don't really need mamash on the top of the walls of the Mavi. It should be inside. Okay. Memtes. Bekairo. Tayyidezeh, yeah, hecker, shalyavoyo lahakli fultata mishal sarab and gemurah. People will see that thing over there and they'll interpret that as the sign that you shouldn't go beyond it. And they'll recognize that this is an area which has been closed off, and therefore they will not confuse it with a bona fide Rishos HaRabim then say, well, if you can carry here, you can carry it, even though it's not really a place or a house. You know, it's a thoroughfare. It's a smaller thoroughfare, but people will conclude you can carry an amal in Rishon LeZion also. No, they won't. They'll recognize that this is different because it has the beam. Also, the beam will act as a reminder not to go beyond it. A Rosh HaMovi, some say HaMovi has to be in the Movi itself. And we'll see, if you put it across the middle of the Movi, sometimes that gets sticky, as opposed to all the way down at the edge. You extended each one of the walls facing the Rishon LeZion a little bit further with this spike. They were short pieces of metal. So you put the kur on them. The kur is immediately adjacent to the walls. Below Shum has been time. There's no gap at all. Filahaki Lalach is possible. Vatam, why is it possible? The kura al Gabi Kisolam, we need the kura should be on the walls, which means within inside the wall, within the walls. Shayniris Shabala Hakshramovi. Chazal said that the foundation of the heter of kura is different than that of a lechi. Before we saw lechi, the main concept behind lechi is that in the rice has a status like a wall, like a mechitza. And over here we're saying that this kura does not have a status of a mechitza at all, but it acts as a heker, as a reminder, the way to set this off from everything else around it. And midaraisa, you're allowed to carry inside a movi. It has three walls. It's not a shizarabim, so it's off to the side. Three walls. So it's like a caramelist. I mean, it's not worse than a caramelist. Midaraisa, you're allowed to carry there. Only not allowed to carry there. Derabanan. So we're saying, well, now that you have this heker to remind you that this is not the same as shizarabim, you won't confuse it with shizarabim. You're allowed to carry there. But the heker comes because it's there in the movi. The normal place that you would put them would be there. Badafka kara. This halacha only applies to kara. Well, lechi lo beinan teichel olosh mavi. We saw already that you could have a lechi which is beyond the confines of the mavi. Afilu chutz chalal lechalal hamavi. Even if it's beyond the airspace of the mavi. We just mentioned the halacha before in Sifrit Gimel, where this thing is extending beyond. If it's not too long, it counts as a lechi. It's not in the movi at all. It doesn't bother us. Why is that? The time of the mills. The lechi afilo oimid b'chutz nikar shabal lahachshar movi mashenken b'kar v'chinam. A lechi, even when it's outside of the movi, people understand that it's placed there. It's the function is there to some way permit carrying in the mavi. That's what it's there for. The car going across, if you don't see it inside of the mavi, you might notice that there's something there, but I don't know, it's a place to hang a sign. You wouldn't necessarily know what its function is. But it's there in within the mavi, it sort of acts like in halacha. It acts as a reminder as if this is a special set-off area. It's almost like the roof. Well, you don't put your roof beyond your walls. You put your roof on your walls. You don't just say, I have a little bit of roof. Like, where the walls are, there's no roof. But after the walls, there's a little bit of roof. I mean, I guess in modern architecture, maybe that would be called normal, but normally not. So if you put it beyond it, it's possible. V'imnoch te yisayit es b'karka, samach l'kash le'hamovi, mizeh u'mizeh, mivachut, tzvinech karalein, kashu mitam lechi. So if you, the way you supported this kara wasn't by putting a spike coming out of the wall, you put something on the ground, went up to a certain height, same thing on the side, and they carried this kara, they support the crossbeam. So the crossbeam is no good because it's beyond the walls. Yeah, but you can now count the support as a lechi. So that's okay.
So what if that beam now is, most of it is inside the mavoi, but part of it sticks out. Does that hustle the whole thing?
We're going to see. Ain't over yet. The Simmons got a lot of space to go still. Okay. The Shartzian just asks on this. He quotes this from the other Shabbos and Ali Rabba and others. The Shartzian says, "Why didn't he just tell me to search the Pesach?" The example that he gave was you put one here, they go up, they support the crossbeam. So it's a heter al tzelechi. I mean, it's a source of Pesach, you know. The Manaf community about how wide the opening is. Right, so...
Well, seemingly you wouldn't...
Either one would be sufficient.
Yeah, it doesn't need to... Well, you don't need to have a halachic source of Pesach because it doesn't matter. You could have them attached to the side of the beam, right?
Right.
Why does he want the
Kara
on top of there? What's his goal?
When his goal was to be matcha the Mavi. The problem is, Chazal said the Kara, to be matcha the Mavi, has to be within the confines of the Mavi. It can't be beyond the Mavi. And put the Kara beyond the Mavi.
He puts it outside of it, you mean?
Right. So the first example the Shulchan Aruch gave was that you put two supports of the two walls coming out of the walls and you hung your thing across. So what about if I supported it from the ground? Well, it's not a good karo because it's beyond the movi, but it's a good lechi.
So the karo has to be within
the confines of the movi, whereas the lechi doesn't.
Doesn't, okay. But why is this different than what we said before, that if he specifically doesn't want to be saimech on the lechi, it doesn't count? Here he doesn't want to be saimech on the lechi. He thinks that the karo is his mate, right? Or is that not the case? Because that's what he's building all this for, is for the Kara, because he's not even thinking in terms of Lechi. Why is that different than what we learned? I think it's an interesting question. In Yud Aleph.
Right.
I feel Avol Lo Yisamchu Alav Meir Shabbos, you know. Because he clearly doesn't count, he clearly is not looking at his Lechis. He's just looking at it as something to hold up the Kara.
Right.
Unless he realizes before Shabbos, but that's not what he's saying.
See, the case over there before it was a lechi which came on its own. So he said that the decision to use it or not. In the case where the person explicitly said, "I'm not going to use it." Unless I would tell you like this. See, even though he wasn't planning to use it as a halachic lechi, he was planning to use this as part of the process of being matar the mavi. Because this was going to be the support for the kara, so that's enough that he was said that he intended to use it as part of the process. Possibly that's a difference, but it's a good question. I'm not sure.
That makes sense what you're saying, because there is more of a kavana in there than it was in your life.
Right, correct.
There was first of all, it was Mizdamim Be'elov. It was there by itself,
right.
And he clearly doesn't want to be Saimach on it.
Right. Interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Sif Tesvov. When you put the Kara down, you have to put it there with the intent that it's coming there to permit the Mavi. It wasn't put there for that purpose. He decided before Shabbos, hey, there's a Kara here. Great. Doesn't help. Psula. That's not that different than a Lechi, that this would not be kosher.
You
put it there to help support the walls. Your other intentions, why it's there, other than the idea of a kara permitted, to be a curtain to permit them of. So halacha is, fill some hold out, and the Arab Shabbos says, oh, you know, we need to do something. No, no problem, there's a curtain there. So you decide before Shabbos, it doesn't help, because you didn't put it there for that purpose.
I guess we don't use too many curtains for a Reuven.
We never do it. I mean,
because it's
we don't live in a Mavi anymore.
It's much stricter, it seems to be.
Correct.
Kara has much more strict rules than a Lechi. Lechi is relatively easy. You don't care about the size, you don't care about this, you don't care about that.
Right. Now, after Malechi came along, Besif Yud Aleph, the Msomcho Olov Me'erev Shabbos, Mahane Philip Oemen Me'elov. In the case of a Lechi, we said if you decided before Shabbos to rely on it, it works. Even though it's there naturally by itself, so why here is it a problem? Halacha passing that lechi has beis halacha. Mashusina lechi is like equivalent as if there's a wall there. Mechitza, emetus meileh, gam can have a mechitza. I don't care how the wall got there. A wall is a wall. If I decide to make my place where I live in this area, which is surrounded by vertical cliffs, it's a wall. I don't care why, but it's a wall. It's a wall. However, Avakara Mishum Hacker, the foundation of the concept of the Kara is Chazal said it acts as a reminder. And therefore, they said Shalhunchal L'Shem Kach Lo Havi Hacker. So it doesn't act as if it wasn't put there for it was put there for purpose X. And now you say, no, it's not, it's there for purpose Y. But as far as people is concerned, purpose X was the reason why it's there. And that's a valid reason why it is there. So it's not going to be a very good reminder because people will say, oh, it's there for X. No, now we're using it for Y. That's a very confusing type of thing. Because I'll say, no. You got to put it there intentionally for that purpose.
What is the hacker? The hacker that what? What is the current function as a hacker?
So Mishnah Berurah before in Sukkot Memtes said there are two elements of hacker. One is that it'll act as a reminder that's the end of the Mavi.
Uh-huh.
And B, it'll act as a reminder, Chazal were concerned that if people will perceive a Mavi as fairly similar to Rosh Hashanah and draw the conclusion if you can carry in a Mavi, you can carry in Rosh Hashanah. So the fact that Chazal were mechayev to put something there across the end, specifically for this purpose of being matarit, will act as a reminder that no, you can't normally carry, and you only have to carry the Mavi because it's different, and that's why we had to put this thing here.
Is there a height limitation?
There is. We'll see.
Maximum? How high it can be, because
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like Sukkah. Ner Hanukkah.
Yes.
It's the beginning of Sukkah discussing.
It's also the beginning of Perek Mavi and Erevin. It's the first Perek and Erevin. Now, I'm pretty good on Shem Tzadi. The filo hoya kara rechava arbo tefachim gam kin lamahani. I'm very locha. Comes on the pretty good and says, "Well, let's say the kara. Remember, the kara over here was going across the top of the end of the mavi. It's four tefachim wide. Well, four tefachim wide, there should be a locha pitikur yarvasaisa. We said if something is four tefachim already, so then the edge of the pitikur can come down. You have three walls, and the fourth one should be your pitikur." So pitikra is a mechitza digadin, it's not a hekar digadin. So I don't care why you put it there, it should be a mutar else pitikra. So the Primogatum says that it doesn't work. But the Bir Locha brings in the Ramaskal Psula that the Rashba says that a case once it's talat fochim and it's strong enough to have a maziva on top of it, which means like have like the what you'd put to be able to make a roof. The loch is even if it's above 20 amas, it's kosher, because the heter isn't because of heker, the heter is because of pitikur yarev esoisin. So therefore, similarly in a case where it's omen me'elov, it should also be mutter.
What does that phrase mean? Pitikur.
We had to do that, the edge of the tikra, the edge of the roof, when you have a flat roof, the last edge of it, even though you're not, you know, acts like a wall and it comes down. We had a discussion about pitikra, and we got confused. We had this argument of how to picture it. It was the width this way, the width this way, mm-hmm. the width this way. So I think the pshat is, and I found afterwards, you know, I said one pshat. This pitikra was on the top of the roof, going back this way.
Mm-hmm.
not Pithika going down four tefachim. You don't need a face of four tefachim. But if it's four tefachim, so in the case over there, it didn't make any sense to me, and I'll tell you why it didn't make any sense to me, because you have to have a roof to have a pithikra.
Right.
So Chazal said, once it's dal tefachim wide, it's a roof over something, because dal tefachim is an area already that's the size of a shul yachid, it's dal tefachim. So this is a roof. Now you can discuss pithikra, the edge of the roof. Mm-hmm. So that was the loch before. Now, but the case over there was a case where you had a roof, and it had broken. The edge of, you lost your walls. We said, well, if the roof is still there, it's okay, as long as it's four tefachim. What's four tefachim? You had a whole roof there. So I saw one shot where somebody suggested, means the case where part of the roof caved in, but as long as this last piece was still intact, four tefachim by the edge, that would again be the same issue. Toichik in the Lashon, why do we have to get involved in that? But that's, we have the best shot over there. In regards to the width, you know, it could be, I don't, it could be this thick. So you have a dinner pitikra yarabasoisim over here. So the Rashba says it. So even though normally a car which is above a certain height is not valid because you can't notice it, you don't notice it.
Right.
But over the hetter is because of notice, and the hetter is because it's machitza. So same thing over here. It was put there unintentionally, but the mice, it's a roof.
Right.
It's a roof, it has a pitikra. So he says it's tzarachin at the end. He would like to...
Tzarachin on what the Prima Gaudim is saying, that's not good.
Right.
Is that the question?
Right. So in the Moshe of Dirshu, they come and say, they actually say the following, that the case was, Pitikra is very specific, it has to be that it's not at an angle. We discussed it. That if the roof comes out at an angle, it doesn't work, only if it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
And not if it's around, if the piece, the car was a, if the car would be a round post as opposed to a beam, there would be no pitikra either. It has to be dafka, specifically it has to be flat.
Square.
Has to be
like a rectangle.
So the case over here, the Das Torah was the Marsham, says that the case over here was, the Prima Gaudim was talking about a case where what was round or it was at an angle. But Echonami, had it been flat, the Prima Gaudim would also agree that you say pitikra yarva soy, some would be fine.
Does it matter which part of the kara we're using, if it goes this way or this way? Because what we're talking about now, if it goes this way.
It has to be the roof. It has to be the edge of the roof.
Has to be the edge.
You gotta have the arba tefachim have to be horizontal,
right?
But then the edge of that
can be is, you know, a half an inch thick.
Doesn't
know.
Matter.
Okay. Tezayin karazusha omarnu tzrichashir. Chazal said that for the kara to be valid, it has to be as opposed to a lechi, which we said there's no minimum. A kara has a certain minimum strength. And a certain minimum amount. The fikoch, what is that shear? We'll see in the next. Shulchan Aruch is wonderful. The shear will tell you in the next sif. But meanwhile, I want to tell you, since you need shear, if it's from an ashera, which we said, the ashera, we look at each piece independently, it can't have a shear. By definition, it can't have a shear. The fikoch, imasok, ameatze, ashera is psula, the kimet of the strefe kaima, ksuse mechsa shure. We look at the shear as if it's been chopped up.
And the reason we need a shear for a car is. And because it would be too small, you wouldn't notice it. So the hecker wouldn't be visible? Is that the issue?
Yes. That's basically the point. Okay, so Svich HaShir Nun Hei, Mishra Bura, Kamei B'Sif Yuzan, like we'll say the next Sif. V'fikach, V'wadin L'chol Dabar Shetzarach Shir, this problem of Atzei HaShir applies to anything which requires a Shir. The case where Mata the Chotzer, you say we need a pass of four Tvachim or a Tefach on either side. So, I'll talk about that in a second. So, it can't be from Atzei Asherah. Now, what's problem over here in this Mishabruah, the Mishabruah there is before, a Tefach Mikan, Tefach Mikan, he said it's Lavdavka, Tefach Mikan, Tefach Mikan, it's even a Mashu on each side. Well, if it's even a Mashu, then Atzei Asherah should be kosher. And he ended a healing there was a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch holds you need a tefach in each either way, and the Ramah holds it. You don't. So here he's going with the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that you need an actual tefach, so you need a tefach, so Atzei Asherah would not work. Atzei Asherah. Now, Atzei Asherah is up to Mishnah Berurah, Shavodah Yisrael. This is really a Yeredeidic issue. She'en lo bitul aloch is, can a prisoner come along and say, you know what, I changed my mind, this is not a Berazar anymore? And I'll do some type of action to it, make it indicate that I'm no longer using a vet of a reserve. I'll do a tashmish, which is not, I mean, a person, not my, a person who's doing it, well, you know, say, you know what, he'll do it for a tashmish bossy, which doesn't fit the vet of a reserve, whatever it is. Does it work? It's halachas by an avodah zarah. Yisrael doesn't work. Yisrael serves something as an avodah zarah, remains an avodah zarah, and has all the dinim of avodah zarah. A goy, on the other hand, has bitzel. A goy is avodah zarah. He can change his mind and make it ois avodah zarah. Shein lo bitzel. Oy fil sha'akum v'katzotzu Yisrael. Or the case was that the goy didn't do bitzel and Yisrael took it off. Why did katzotzu akum haloy nisbat lememela? An asherah was a living, standing tree. When you cut it down, it's not an asherah anymore. So why isn't the cutting down an act of bitzel? So Teres said either was an asherah she Yisrael, or it was a case where the Jew cut it down and Jew doesn't have bitzel. So Jew's act can't make be mevatel. Gives here there's simen kufen vav siv vav.
A Jew cut it down because he knew it's a sheriff.
No, he cut it down for wood.
Oh.
Or so that doesn't.
So if you cut it down, it's not an asherah anymore in general.
Well, normally the question is why isn't it a din bittul? The act of cutting it down made it not an asherah. I mean, yeah, asherah was a standing tree.
It had to be.
That was the nature of asherah. That was the avodah zarah.
It changed a minute gift because now it's a cut tree that they celebrate.
I'm not responsible for the Rimmon Hug.
Yeah, I'm just mentioning that. I didn't say you're responsible, believe it.
Okay, so...
just bring up a notice. Change of it.
Yeah. So the question was, why isn't the act of cutting it down, you know, the person goes and chops it down. Well, that's... Enoch HaBitul Galam Yizeh. You made it right for the Zer.
Right.
So by definition, every time you talk about Wudim and Atzei Asherah, it should be problematic. Because there's always this bittul. The answer is it was an asher of a Yisrael, so there's no bittul. Or if a case was it was a asher shel akum, but the Yisrael cut it down, the Yisrael doesn't have bittul. The Yisrael can't ma'aser doesn't have a different bittul. Only a goy's ma'aser. Goy says, you know what? Stick it as a avodah zarah, right? Chops it down. It's not an asher anymore. But if the asher falls down by itself, or Jew cuts it down, it's still an asher.
And once a guy is mevatlid, then a Jew can have enough of it? Once a guy is mevatlid.
Correct.
So basically, if they have like a getchka and it's made out of gold and the guy melts it down into coins, a Jew can have enough of that?
Correct.
But so the same thing, once a Jew cuts down the tree, the Akum is going to say, well, no good to me.
You have to do a maisa bittul. And the Jews doesn't have a din of a halacha, maisa bittul, an act of bittul. It's not enough intent, you have to do an action.
The goy does.
Well, I mean, theoretically, if there would be din bittul by Yisrael, but Yisrael, there's no halacha, Yisrael can't be mevatel.
But a goy, just by saying, I'm done with this tree, regular tree.
That's not enough. He has to actually do something to it.
Okay. What is the lashon the Mishnah Berurah even became the yesh but the bittul lo aminan but michtas afilo kodem shenisbatel? What do you mean kodem?
You're way ahead of me. Let's finish Mishnah Berurah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the tolem is lizkespot. Now he saw cut it down and then he took it to he took it to use it. Okay. So when the Yisrael took it, it became a Jew's avodah zarah. Now, in other words, the ksusei mixes. Well, what will be in a case like this? The Jew cut it down, and he didn't pick it up to be kainet. So his act is not an act of bittul. But on the other hand, it still belongs to the goy. So it's still an avodah zarah, but it's an avodah zarah which belongs to a goy. So what happens then? The goy could come tomorrow and say, you know what? It's fall down anyway. Ois asherah, he chops it into planks of wood. He could do that, and that would work. Therefore, v'kimin the yesh lo bitzel, he has a way of removing the status of avodah zarah from it. Lorbinim be ksusei mixes afilo kadem shenis batel. So the concept that it loses its status of being an intact item because it's oymed for sreifa isn't true, because he could tomorrow make it not an avodah zarah anymore. So as long as it still belongs to the goy, it never has a status of ksusei mechus shiurim, because it always has the potential of being made non avodah zarah and be used for something else. So the idea that it became like it's not an intact item is only true because there's no option. It must be burnt at the end. that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
So in other words, so long as it has potential for the vitriol, then
there's no such a mess of sure at that situation, right?
Uh-huh. Right. Even though you can't get hana from it, but we're not talking about hana.
We're not talking about hana. We're talking about right. Okay. Now, so what is this shir? Shir hakara. So sip yud zayin. Just flip it back to Omanal for a second. Shir hakara. So what is the shir of this kara? So chazal said like this. Ruch ba tefach va bikol shehu. Has to be a tefach wide. So it's long enough to go across the mavi. Has to be a tefach wide this way. And thickness va bikol shehu, any thickness you want. But Rashaday chazak okay la kabbal arich. It has to be strong enough that it could hold a brick. Now arich is a half a brick. She chatzi levena shall shlesh tvachim. Now their bricks, what was called the levena in the Gemara, was always three tvachim. It was three tvachim long. So you put it half of that as a tefach and a half long. So you put it across the kara, which is a tefach wide. A quarter of a tefach sticks out on this side, a quarter of a tefach sticks out on this side, so it's balanced, and it's supported. As long as the material is strong enough, so you need the material to actually be strong enough, so I don't care how thick it is, if it's made out of a metal support, so very strong metal, so it can be very thin to support that weight. Made out of something else, you put a brick in, it's going to crack through, so it's not kosher. But they didn't give a specific thickness.
So the Rechaba, that is the thick. That's the width this way. Like if this is
your mavi,
yeah.
So this is going to be the arich, the length.
Okay.
And this will be the width, and this will be the thickness.
Mavi is which way? The wall.
Here's the mavi. Here's okay. The walls of the mavi.
Okay.
So here's your arich.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the length.
Okay.
Here's your width. This is how thick it is going across.
Okay.
And this is how wide it is. I'm sorry. This is how thick it is.
Okay.
The is the thickness.
And this brick, was it also standard? In words, how do we, in our terms, is a certain, we have an estimate of how much weight that is?
You know what? I don't know.
So the standard brick was three tefachim long, so half of that is one and a half. What about the width and the thickness?
So we'll see that a little bit as in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. But if the actual kara was four tefachim wide, then did not require that it can sustain a certain weight. Okay, Mishabura Nunches, Roch b'tefach, Avshitzricha Shir l'kabel riach, Shiroch b'tefach u'mechso. Now, why is it good enough if it's only a tefach wide, if you have to support this riach, which is a tefach and a half? So the answer is Yochel Chaber Kiruvia Tefach Mimeno Betit Bekan Kiruvia Tefach Mimeno Bekan. So Moore says what you would do is you put it across, have a little sticking out, and you put a little bit of mud there to hold it in place, and it shouldn't slip. So this way it'll stay put, and that you'll support that brick. So it has to be enough L'Kabel Ariach. Now, Ratzalomer, the correct use over here is not Ariach, but Arichim. It has to be more than one Ariach. Why? Any area of that thing has to be able to support an Ariach. It's not enough, it's strong enough. Well, one brick in the middle and pray for pray. The whole length has to be able to support. I'm going to make my bricks are going across it. So it has to be able to support all of those theoretically. So how much do you need? Whatever the width of the mavi is, we're going to be putting bricks there. The brick was three tefachim long and a tefach and a half, or this half brick. So the full brick was 3x3. So a half brick is three by 1.5. It doesn't say how thick it is. You know, so we know how long it is and how wide it is. We don't know how thick it is. But it has to be, and these bricks are going to be going all the way, theoretically going all the way across. So you're going to put, if here's Can you put your arms down, please? Baruch can't see. So here's your Mavi. Here's your Kara going across. So let's say the opening is eight amas wide. Right? So you're going to start here at this edge and put in a riach, which is three tefachim long, tefach and a half wide. Then another one next to it, three tefachim long and a tefach and a half wide, and all the way across, that's what your Kara has to be able to support. Now, I can actually do it, but it has to be strong enough to be able to do that.
Where does he see that it has to be a whole line of them versus just one? I thought it was just one that he had done.
Is it based on the Gemara?
Yeah. Well,
Kabbalah Riach, it's one. Now you're saying it has to be all lined up. It has to hold a tremendous amount of weight. The car has to hold a tremendous amount of weight. If you can just line up bricks along the whole length of it, it's a tremendous amount of weight. It says Oriach. It's Lashon Yafet. That's what I'm looking in the Mechaber.
Well, that's what he's adding. He's coming along and saying that the Lashon Mechaber is Lavdavka and really should be Arichin. Okay, let's. He has to be all the way across the opening of that mavi. Now, it was 10 amas long, for example. Remember, a ama is six tefachim. If an ariach is three,
that's two.
So each ama would be two arichim. So I don't need 20 arichim. I need only 18 arichim. As long as one of them is a little bit longer in a mashahu. Why is that? Fishakuras. Teisha amos v'shtei mashuhuyin materas b'mavish arechav eser amos midin lovu. If I would want to, instead of, I went to the store and I came back with this thing and ended up being a little bit short in both ends. So I said, no problem, I'm going to go inside the end of the mavi, I'm going to put out a little piece of metal on each side and put my kar on top of that. So it's not immediately adjacent to the walls, there's a gap in between. As long as it's lovu, it's okay. So theoretically, if I have 10, see, you're successfully making sure that you're blocking Baruch. Please move over to the side. So if here's the walls,
yeah,
right, I can have a gap of a little bit here, and then I have my car running. I always have to support it with something. I'll have to put like a
kind of a
support.
Egg or something.
But but as long as it's low to the two walls, I'm okay. So how much do you need? Well, you need 9 amas. And a little mashu in each end, because this way it's less than 3 tefachim gap here, less than 3 tefachim gap here. So if I don't need that to be a kara there, I don't need to be able to support a brick there. So I just need to be able to theoretically support 18 bricks across the middle, as opposed to 20. I know you're going to make that face for it. Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're saying that these are walls, and then you say love it, I understand. But if you're saying it's a hecker, that the whole purpose of it, it's a hecker.
Well,
so how does love fit into a hecker?
Let's finish Mr. Burr, because he addresses it.
Okay.
And I wanted to, okay.
All right.
Why do we need it should be able to support a rechim? It's a temporary thing. So the way the Mishnah Berurah explained it before, the logic behind the hecker was, hey, this is a place where you're building something. This is a place which is a place where you live and you built. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a rabbin. You're putting roofs on top. Mm-hmm. So it looks like I'm putting a roof there. Well, putting this roof, which it can last exactly for one Shabbos before it's blown away, doesn't give that message.
Right.
But I put them, it looks very strong, so it gives that message. So it looks like it's something which is made to be able to actually support something and be there. So that's why you need it to be Roy right for that. Okay, let's hold it here.